Greetings and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. This is Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and Warrior Mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And make sure you bop over to our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today we're going to talk about beliefs versus facts. And to start off with, this is actually corresponds to mental strength tip number 5. So if you want to go back to the blog, do a search for mental strength tip number 5. There is a corresponding blog that goes with this. I'm also going to repost part of the information along with some more information. But to just to start us off here, former Senator Moynihan gave a speech one time at Harvard in June of 2002, and he said, "You are entitled to your own opinion, but you are not entitled to your own facts." Pretty interesting statement. Opinions can also be thought of as beliefs. And then in Newsweek in 2009, there was a report about the brain does not process facts and beliefs differently. So effectively, the brain processes facts and beliefs the exact same way. Now this becomes very, very intriguing, because when we have a strongly held belief, and I'll just say a strongly held belief that is one that we've had for a long time as opposed to one that we just picked up now, our brain thinks of it as a fact. It processes it the same way as a fact. So let me give it a little difference or some reference. We can say that the temperature outside is hot or it is cold. That is only an opinion. It is not a fact. If here in the United States we say that it is 75 degrees, that's a fact. That's indisputable. That is a fact. And I use the United States because of centigrade, Fahrenheit, Kelvin, all the other types of things. But if you use something that can be measured, generally that is a fact. Your perception of it is a belief. Also, people are talking about they're speaking their truth when they say something. Truth doesn't necessarily mean your facts either, because your truth is based on your filters, your beliefs. And again, getting back to some NLP communications, we communicate when we get information, we generalize, delete, or distort information. That becomes beliefs, that becomes belief systems, and then when we speak our truth, it is based on those deletions, distortions, and generalizations, and our beliefs upon how we perceived a past moment in history. So it is not a fact. And when we can start to separate the fact from our beliefs and start to question them, is when there can be this progression of abundance in our life and a progression of self-empowerment. As if we hold these beliefs that somebody is doing something to us, our brain thinks it's a fact. Just as well as our brain will say it's 75 degrees outside, our brain's going to think it's a fact that somebody is doing something to us when it's just a belief. And so when we can stop and do inquiry on the statements that we say, and is it a fact? Is this absolutely true? And Byron Katie, the work, is a really great example of this, is when we make a statement, the first question in the work is it true? And then how do you know that it's true? And this is where this inquiry can help separate beliefs from facts. When we, and again, I go back to this Newsweek article because it's fascinating that our brain really processes both the same way. That means when we're involved in a discussion or we're involved in a perception, our brain believes or conceives of a belief the exact way it's a fact. So when we see a hard table and we hit it, we say that's a fact. But, you know, hard compared to who? Compared to what? But the process of organizing information in beliefs and facts can help us progress through life. So when, if you're looking to achieve some level of personal success and you have a belief that the economy is bad, well, that's not a fact, because there are people making money out there right now. There are homes being sold. There are homes being built. What we look at is beliefs. What we have is a perception, and we will find those perceptions to support that belief, and then our brain thinks it's a fact, and then we act according to facts. We don't act according to what ifs. So our conscious mind can only process so much information, and so when it creates these beliefs of a certain experience, it's a fact, our body will follow through. Basically, our unconscious mind processes that information as a fact and says, oh, okay, if there's no economy, I can't make any money. And then we start to behave and act as if it's a fact. So we aren't attracting clients, we're not making money, we're not whatever it is, because we have confused beliefs with facts. So the empowering side is, if beliefs and facts are looked at the same way in the brain, now we can start looking at empowering beliefs. We can start questioning the beliefs that are not supporting us and finding even those shining stars, those shining moments of areas that support a belief that is empowering. Again, going back to the economics. So if the news says economics is bad and this is bad, and just one thing on news is stories makes the news because they're not the norm. If it was normal, it wouldn't be on the news. So the news takes abnormalities and puts them on the news. But if we watch so much of it, we create a belief that the world is in a bad place. Our brain thinks it as a fact. And so a fact is we will go look for more of the same. And so as we watch more news and we read more papers, we are going to generalize, delete, and distort to support that fact or those beliefs. When we can start watching or educating ourselves to, well, it isn't that bad, as opposed to 6% unemployment. There's 94% employment. Instead of a bad economy, there are certain companies that are making great profits. There are people selling homes. There are people buying brand new homes. You go find those. Regardless of how you look at it, you can find those parts that support where you want to go. And then you hold that belief, and then it turns into a fact in your brain. Now, again, getting back to the differences, there is a difference between beliefs and facts outside of the brain. And when we get into a discussion or an argument with individuals, we both think we're talking our truth, which we are, but both those truths may not be facts because we have added our own beliefs to them. And sorry about that if you hear my cat in the background. If we take our filters and add our generalization distortions to the argument and think they are facts. And so this is where these heated arguments come up, because we truly believe a fact. When we can just stop for a second and going, is this really true? And realize that it isn't a fact, that then we can start to negotiate that argument better, so that we both can go forward to what the discussion was. And I'm sorry, I don't have a perfect example here. I can just use static examples like the economy and homes and the temperature. But I think you're understanding the perspective here is that you can think of a situation where you had a discussion over the past week. And just think about it now. Think about that one that was a little bit more, maybe not heated, but had a little bit more energy behind it. And you were discussing something with somebody else. Was your position, was it absolutely fact, or was it your beliefs? Was the other person's position absolutely facts? There can be a fact that the company is making X amount of money. It's a belief that it means that it's not at a certain level. There are only facts out there, and we build our beliefs around those facts. how we choose to build those is either empowering or disempowering. We have a fact. We have a stone. This is what it is. Is it a beautiful stone or isn't it? If we want to have a beautiful home, we're going to say that stone is beautiful and that's going to be part of my home and I'm going to build it around it. If you look at the world is crumbling apart, you're going to look at that stone and say that was a home, but now it's a pile of rubble. It's still just a stone. The stone is that it's a fact. What it is your beliefs. And so I just want to make sure that we really hit home on this difference between beliefs and facts, because when you start to understand going forward in life, trying to achieve what you want, and what you say, question it. Is there a fact? And whatever you say, I guarantee, even if it's good, you can find something bad, but why would you? But if you're finding something wrong out there and pointing to it, there is always the opposite. So find the fact that is going to help you with your beliefs to be able to live a more abundant and healthy life. And again, I apologize if you can hear my cat in the background. She's getting a little bit old and cranky and doesn't like when I'm talking. So I'm going to obviously next podcast have to move to a different location. So with that, I just want to have you really reflect upon the differences between the beliefs and the facts. And remember that every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And if you don't take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your mind, the world will program it for you.